Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October 18th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn down a nickel, 678.5. December wheat down 4.5 cents at 856.5. And November beans down 1.5 cents at 1383.75. Yesterday, the NOPA cut crush came in at 158.1. That was 2 to 3 million under what they were looking for. Overnight, we were a little bit pressured with the crude oil down. Right now, the crude's down $1.14 a barrel. But the stock market is very strong. Again, it's up 565 points right now, so that might offset some of it. But I think, you know, the better weather out here, harvest progressing. The crop progress said corn was down 1 percentage point to 53, good to excellent. Beans were unchanged at 57. Corn harvest is pushing along, 45% harvested versus 40 on average, 63% of the beans harvested versus 52, and winter wheat planted 69 versus 68. So we don't really see any problems there. Southern Brazil's had some rains. We've had some rains in some dry spots, particularly West Texas. So we don't see any real problems out here. The world looks like it's getting enough rain for the time being, but it's really long-term going to be more about the Brazilian crops than anything else. The dollar's down 5 ticks, down to 111.85. So we're about 2.5 points off our highs, but still a very strong price out here. We did not see any new export sales here yesterday or today. I think President Xi's comments over the weekend to the Communist Party Congress, saying that China was going to be trying to get back Taiwan into their sphere of influence, and they might even do it with military might if they had to, and that they support North Korea, want better ties with North Korea. I think all in all, you know, it certainly puts a real shiver up the U.S. spine with these two comments out of China. So is there going to be a cooling between China and the U.S. In their relationships? I think maybe there will be. Is it going to affect the grain trade? I don't really see that as happening, unless they actually were to invade Taiwan. But aside from that, I think it's just more rhetoric than anything else. And the U.S. wants to keep their export markets, you know, going without too much trouble. So I don't see it being a major impact. So today, I think we're going to pretty much be under some pressure out here. Crude oil is down 122 a barrel right now. That's the lowest we've been since October 4th, so 2 weeks ago. It certainly looks like it could, you know, continue lower out here. Overall, if you believe that the recession's coming, it's hard to be long the stock market, and it's hard to be long grains. And we just don't see any real weather problems out there for the time being. So, you know, certainly we're historically very high prices, you know, close to 680 in the corn, close to 14 in the beans. Price is well worth protecting out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.